Senator Eastland says it was after 4:30 today that he finally got Javits' blue slip on it. But he can't have a committee meeting, that if he pulls the committee, it's subject to a point of order and there will be an objection.
Who's objecting? What's the play?
What?
What is his play?
What is his what, sir?
What is his play? Who'll object? Why would they object?
Well, the only reason I can...
Just hold the labor committee and report it to the old age assistance man.
Yeah.
As Javits told the Feinberg people that he'd get it out.
Well, he did get it out. He didn't get it out until after...
get it out of the committee and get it confirmed before action.
Well,
did Bobby hold up the slip?
No, sir. I checked on that. I tried to get hold of Senator Kennedy, and when I couldn't get hold of him in New York, I got his office, and they said the slips went forward some time ago. Now, I asked them to check on that, and they said they did, and then Eastland says that's true.
What do you guess is happening? Somebody trying to block this?
No, sir. I don't think it has anything to do with Feinberg.
What is the FBI report on Watson? I thought there's no question about it.
No, there was some adverse stuff in Watson as you often find with Negroes, National Lawyers Guild and some of those groups back in the 40s. Not enough to make much difference. Phil Hart asked questions about it in the hearing. My guess is that one of the Southerners on the committee is objecting until he's gone through the transcript of the hearing or for some reason of that kind, and that this is again my guess, and that Eastland doesn't, one of the other Southerners doesn't want it just to be Watson that's left. And that's the reason they make an object point of order on Feinberg, so as to, not to leave it just the Negro. That would be my guess.
Well, what do we do, give them recesses?
I would, yes, sir.
Does the bar clear Watson?
Yes, sir. Well, the bar doesn't have to clear Watson. It's customs court, so you don't hear anything on that. And there won't be any problem on either one. I just give them recesses right away. There's no controversy on them.
Any other troubles up there? Why did Lousy vote against you? Just contrary?
No, ornery. Contrary. And Gail McGee, I don't understand that. I thought he was satisfied. Ramsey talked to him yesterday, and I thought he was satisfied.
What did Yarbrough say?
Yarbrough said he couldn't meet with me today. Said he would meet with me tomorrow morning. I don't know. He said he was, because he had these, called this morning and said he had these on these two committees. We're meeting, and that's what he told me.
Wonderful.
I thought incidentally, Senator Ruska did a really fine job, Mr. President. When Williams attacked Bress,
yeah.
Ruska got up and did a very fine job of defending him.
Why did he do that? Because he wanted to? Because Abe asked him? Because you did? Or because Dirksen or what?
I think he did it because I asked him. And because he's, because Dirksen asked him, I believe, and because I think he's an honorable man. And he was very irritated that a lawyer with a good reputation being attacked for, as though he'd done something wrong, when in his view he'd done absolutely nothing wrong. He really was quite irritated about it.
Curtis and Williams are trying to make you prosecute someone. That's all they're doing. They're just trying to...
Oh, they're just hollering. They're just trying to make a little political stuff out of it if they can.
What is it?
They're mean people.
What's happened to Sherman Adams? Why don't they go to denouncing him something?
Well, I think you know, sir.
Huh?
I think you know why they don't. It's all political with them, and they're mean people, both of them.
Anything we ever had on Williams?
No, sir.
How are we ever going to deal that son of a bitch?
I don't know. He's a real mean, mean man.
Made a deal with a star, and that's what's caused us all the trouble, you know. It leaks to them, and then they play everything he's got.
He leaks to them, and then he's got the other fellow that plays along with him all the time is Clark Molyneux, who is almost as pathological as Williams. Both of them ought to go see a doctor.
Well, maybe our time will come. Curtis was in that gas bribing deal. I wish you'd put somebody to read the hearings on on that. I'll just do a little research on it myself. I'll find out. I think Curtis took a little of the money out there that gave Keys.
On gas?
Yeah. When Eisenhower had to veto the bill.
Uh-huh.
And I believe Curtis is running in Nebraska this year. Somebody told me that there's some feeling we ought to put Rusko on the circuit court.
Well, I'm not, Rusk is, he's over 60, isn't he, Mr. President?
I wouldn't have bothered. Attorney General had recommended man 65.
maybe that fellow's learned.
Ramsey,